From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The House of Representatives is set to vote on a controversial measure that would give bankruptcy judges the power to rewrite mortgage terms. It's a key part of the foreclosure relief plan being pursued by congressional Democrats and the Obama administration. If it passes, homeowners filing for bankruptcy could get their monthly payments lowered to something they could afford. Proponents say the move would help solve the nation's foreclosure crisis, but lenders don't like it one bit. As NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports, they even have a special name for it.
Those in the housing industry call this the cram-down provision, as in a judge crams a new deal a lender probably doesn't like down their throat.
Bankruptcy cram-down is considered the nuclear weapon of foreclosure relief.
Howard Glaser is a former housing and urban development official under President Clinton and now a consultant to the industry. He says the lending industry is up in arms because they stand to lose their say in what they get paid.
Nothing focuses the mind like a hanging, and for the lenders and investors, the bankruptcy cram-down is the equivalent of a hanging.
Instilling that sort of fear, Glaser says, is probably not a bad thing, given the scope of 6 million or so homeowners in danger of foreclosing. And, he says, Washington isn't just punishing lenders without also giving them ways out. The Obama administration today launched its program designed to help lenders and homeowners modify mortgages outside bankruptcy court. Part of that plan involves the Treasury Department matching some concessions from lenders in order to bring mortgage payments down to affordable levels so homeowners can stay put. If a lender offers a loan modification, a homeowner is required to at least consider it before filing for bankruptcy. Glaser says the cram-down legislation exists only if all else fails.
Really, these two things work in tandem. The carrots that are offered in the administration's housing recovery plan, and if that doesn't work, there's a big stick waiting for the investor and the lender at the end of the day.
The financial services industry isn't convinced this will work.
And I think that many people will be tempted to file for bankruptcy to take advantage of the cram-down.
That's Scott Talbot, Senior Vice President for the Financial Services Roundtable. He says the provision leaves homeowners the option of turning down a modification deal to try to get a better deal in bankruptcy court. And he says it will lead to an increased cost of lending, which will get passed along to responsible families getting loans.
It will increase the cost of borrowing for 90% of America that are still paying their mortgage on time. It'll increase the cost for future homeowners. It'll have a negative impact on credit cards rates as well as auto rates.
Besides, he says, the financial services industry is already doing all it can to stem the tide of foreclosures.
Industry is going all out to help Americans stay in their homes.
Marietta Rodriguez directs the homeownership program at NeighborWorks America. NeighborWorks sponsors hundreds of community groups trying to help homeowners modify their mortgages. Rodriguez says it's hard to find a single program that will work for millions of people facing different financial circumstances. Every new program, including the latest from the administration and the cram-down legislation, will help, but won't solve the entire problem.
The thing to remember here is all of these are tools and strategies. There will be people who will fit into the modification program, there'll be people that will fit into the refinance program, and there will be people that will benefit from the bankruptcy legislation. But there will also be a sizable pool of people that won't benefit from those three strategies or those three programs.
The Senate is expected to take up the housing legislation with the cram-down provision as early as this month. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.